Panzer Patrol. My name is Montego. Thank you for being here. Title of the show is Wrath of Man. You know, right there, you can see it behind me. Yeah, Wrath of Man, for those who are watching the video. We got a special treat, man. We got a disappointment, too. So Tiff couldn't make it this week, so I went to the well of family members, man, and pulled out one of my number one homies, man. You know him, you love him, he's been on the show before. Mr. Joey DiCarlo!
What's up, everybody? I am your Tiffobot this week. So.
Well, you don't curse enough to be Tiffobot, so.
Does anyone, really?
Woo, that girl would be dropping some. Woo! I'm going to talk about it behind her back, y'all, because she ain't here. Woo, boy. So, we've been on YouTube and stuff. I was telling Joey before we started the show, I said, but we'll never make money because Tiff cuss too much. So.
That's all right. You don't want to censor yourself.
Yeah, and I don't want to sit up there and edit this suck and be like, beep, 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 trying to put all of, that's all you would hear. Anyway, man, we actually got a pretty good show for y'all. Don't underestimate the main title, man. You know, just don't, I'll say that early, don't underestimate it. But we got some pretty groovy news. There's a lot of stuff going on, man. So this week, if you're a Game of Thrones fan, they dropped a trailer for that. I never thought that was going to happen. I just thought it was going to fade away. But lo and behold, it's here. And so we're going to take a look at that. Also, Cobra Kai, man. Cobra Kai, and it has a new release date and a trailer. So we're going to talk about that because y'all know I love The Karate Kid. And we're going to do a special section where, because, you know, hey, everything Star Wars, it was May the 4th. May the 4th be with you in hindsight, Joey.
And Tiffobot's not here, so.
She can't ruin the Star Wars conversation.
Right. She's not going to ruin Star Wars talk.
Right. So we're going to talk a little Obi-Wan and some of the other things that's going on with Star Wars because of Star Wars Day and celebration coming up. And so a lot of information is going around. And I've been like writing stuff down. So, you know, because I can be excited, you know. I don't have Tiff stepping on my neck. You know? So that's going to do it, man. That's going to be the show. And that's how we are going to roll with Soul Wizard Podcast. Joey, are you ready to roll?
I am always ready to rock and roll. My body is ready.
Yes, let's go. All right, everybody, we are back. It's time to rock and roll, man. It just feels good, man. You know, before we go further, when this gets released, it'll be Mother's Day, you know, or Mother's Day week. So happy Mother's Day to all you mothers, Mrs. DiCarlo and Miss Bradley and all the Mrs. Bradley, you know, all the rest of the Geek World All Star Podcast Network mothers. Joey, this is the opportunity I want you to tell people how to get over to all that awesomeness that is So Wizard Podcast, one of the best podcasts out there. And I don't say that shit. I don't say that on the air.
Thank you. You know, I love Mother's Day. I look forward to being a motherfucker tomorrow. So Wizard Podcast, you know, it's a kind of conglomerate, four friends with a weekly movie review podcast and a YouTube channel. So check us out. SoWizardPodcast.com is a hub for everything. You'll find the podcast there and links to all our social media and our YouTube content. So excellent. Come check us out.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Everything they do is good. Adam is rocking and rolling. The show has been on just as long as us, and they just beating ass. It's great. I love that show.
Coming up on 8 years in August. So
8 years?
Yeah.
Huh. Wow. It's been that long? Yeah, Jesus. Sad, I think, right? What was that, 2014 or something like that?
Yeah, 2014. August 2014. Let's make a podcast. Yeah, it'll be fun.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what we're doing. You know? Oh, Jesus. Here we are.
I know. You know what? That means we've been on for 8 years already because we started in March of 2014.
Yep.
Wow.
We're old.
Right. Ma'am. Yeah. Oh boy. You gotta love your hobbies, y'all. You like what you like. So, you know, we'll just keep rolling. We'll keep rolling, you know. So, man, what are we gonna talk about? Let's talk about this Game of Thrones, man. So, Joey, you know, everybody was watching this damn show religiously, you know, for years and years and years. What did they have? Like 7-8 seasons or something like that.
Something like that. Yeah, yeah. 7 or 8 seasons. I can't remember. And people, I'm sure, screaming at their phone or computer, laptop right now that it was this many seasons, you idiot.
Yeah, y'all just got to chill that shit out because, you know, but like we've been in the game. We OGs now, so we don't You know, I'm not going to look that shit up before the show. No,
right.
So were you a fan when the show was out? Did you watch it?
Yeah. I never read the books, I jumped into the show when it started. I'm a huge like sword and sorcery kind of guy. I used to play D&D back in the day. I know, shocking, right? I used to play Dungeons and Dragons in high school. Maybe not have known the touch of a woman at the time, but I did have a leather pouch with dice in it, so that was cool.
You made sure you didn't have a touch of a woman.
Well, I mean, you really can't. I mean, what's more important, playing Ravenloft or talking right. girls? So, right away, it's up my alley, so right. I jumped in and checked it out, and I liked it. You know, I liked it a lot. I mean, there are a lot of hot chicks on it.
Oh, yeah.
Ass and Dragons is my girl forever. they did her dirty in the show. And it went off the rails at the end, and sadly, you know, they couldn't stick the landing. So it definitely ruined the show for me. I'll be honest with you, it ruined the show for me. That last season was so bad. Wow. I don't really want to go back and watch it again. Like shows that I love that I've good from start to finish. You know, I've rewatched The Shield a bunch of times. I just finished rewatching Breaking Bad with my son a few weeks ago.
Wow, those
are good shows. That's a lot of TV. You know, that just knowing I just can't start it over again. Knowing no matter how excited and happy I am with seasons like 1 through 6, the crap is coming. You know,
wow, man, that's interesting. It was our friend Beat 'Em Down from Code 45 that kind of kept me from watching the last season. Just hearing him talk about it, you know, and then watching all the reaction, and nobody was happy. I mean, not one soul was happy. And so I watched all of the seasons. It was so funny because I watched like in the beginning and I loved it. You know, I was like, oh my God. Mm-hmm. You know, I was one of them people just when it was coming on at once a week.
Yeah.
And then
it's like so much exposition while having doggy style sex.
Ass and Dragons. That's all.
That's right. Yeah. I mean,
Let's have this conversation about taking over the world as I'm like, so my evil plan. Y'all don't see me humping.
Don't throw out any muscle. Don't pull a muscle in your abs or anything.
So I stopped watching it. I got tired of it somewhere around some part. And then I stopped, you know, like, I think what happened is the break every week, you know, it makes it really easy for you to, like, fall off and never come back. And then I did, like, catch up with 2 seasons that, you know, not the last two, the 2 before the last 2. And I was in it again. You know, that's when they did, the Jon Snow, you know, the big battle and stuff. Loved all that stuff, man. It was so good. And so I was pumped. I did it right before the week before the last season premiered. You know, I was doing it again. And I said, you know what I'm doing? I'm going to let it build up because I don't want to. And then when I heard how bad it was, I said, you know what? I think that last season that I watched was great. So I don't think I'm gonna let it stay right there. You know, and so I just, I didn't want the ruin in my brain. So I never went back and watched it, man. You know, so saying all that, they had been talking about this House of I don't even know how you pronounce that.
Targaryen? We're making some people mad today.
I know. So they've been talking about this thing, and then even before that, it was talking about doing like a Game of Thrones in the future, like with cities, like now, and that thing fell apart, or maybe it didn't. I don't know. I know. I just stopped hearing about it, and then they started doing this House of Targaryen, whatever, and. I was not interested at all. I mean, what about you?
No, and that's more of a failure of the last season. It really poisoned the brand.
Jesus.
There's no more books. Like, the books, in theory, there's going to be more books, but we all know we're not getting more books. I never read the books. My wife, after season 1, jumped in and read them all, which is crazy because that's not her thing.
Yeah, oh, really?
Like, she's not a fantasy novel person. She likes Stephen King, Dean Koontz type of stuff, or mystery type stuff. She's not like fantasy novel person. And I tried to read them like I want to say 3 or 4 times. I couldn't do it.
Really?
I don't know. Maybe it's just because I'm old now, but I'm reading it. And it's like this person whose husband is this person and father was this person of this person.
Oh,
this
shit. Person. I know exactly what you took. That's how it is.
I'm just like, I don't know what the fuck I'm listening to or talking about. I don't know. Just leave me. I can't do it.
Yeah.
So I couldn't do it. So I was shocked that she read all the books. But there's no books coming, let's be real. He's not going to finish the book.
No.
And it's morbid to say, but it might be like a Wheel of Time type thing where he's going to pass away.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to hire somebody with his family will hire somebody with his book of notes.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
say,
yeah.
Here, finish the books.
Yeah.
And then they'll put him out because his grandkids got to eat. And,
right.
Brand's kind of poisoned. I'll be honest. My second job, I can't really talk about it publicly because it's against social media policy, but I work somewhere both hot and topical.
Yeah.
We carry pop culture stuff, you know, Star Wars stuff,
right?
Harry Potter and all this stuff, these evergreen brands. They had the chance to make Game of Thrones one of those and they fucked it. Like it went from, we had a whole section of Game of Thrones stuff. We couldn't keep it in stock. People were naming their kids Daenerys
Jesus.
Walking in, talking, Dothraki to
yeah,
us.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Just like that, nothing. No one cares.
With that
it
season.
All went on clearance. It's gone. We don't get anything in anymore. No one cares. The brand is poison.
And that's kind of scary. That's kind of scary, man, because those same guys, those two guys who, you know, took over the writing, they did such a good job with a couple of those seasons. And then that happened. And they were supposed to do a Star Wars. You know, everybody thought it was Knights of the Old Republic. And then all of a sudden, they parted ways. You know, we don't know who parted ways, but somebody parted ways. And I'm kind of happy about that.
They got very politely fired.
Hey there, fellas. We're just going to show you this door. Could you walk out this door?
Right. Lucasfilm was nice enough to say it was like creative differences.
Yeah. So you can get a job, right? So
yeah, I mean, they basically fucked the golden goose, unfortunately.
Wow.
So my interest is like next to zero.
That's deep, man. I know we'll probably watch it for the show, maybe the first episode, and see how it goes. But that last thing that I have not watched, and I'm normally not like this. I'm normally like, but I've had so much stuff ruined by the last one, you know, like just like, oh, God, that's what y'all did.
Yeah, and I mean, not to rehash, you know, Game of Thrones ending, but it wasn't. The story itself, like the things that happened wasn't the issue. It was the fact that they took what should have been maybe 3 seasons worth of stuff, smushed it all into like 1 season and said, we're done.
Yeah.
So things happen and you're like, wait, what?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or they build up to this big battle and then it's like kind of shitty and you're just like, what? Did I just waste 8 years of my life? Like, what am I doing here?
You weren't going to outdo that Jon Snow battle with the, what was like 5 of those guys. And then it was just him.
I mean, there's some great stuff in there, but you know, when it comes to this, it's just going to be like, I got to see the first episode. If I watch the first episode and it grabs me, I'll stick around.
Yeah. And it's all past stuff, right? It's all stuff in the
It takes place in the past. There was another book that kind of like detailed all the background and stuff I got Jen for Christmas last year. Mm. But I'm going to watch it for the podcast. So like in a normal human being, that's not insane. That puts out podcasts every week.
You just pass it up. Yeah.
The first episode grabbed me. Awesome. I'll keep watching, but like it's a real short leash for Game of Thrones right now. Like if it's boring or stupid or it looks like it's going to be dumb.
Yeah.
I'm done. Poor Matt Smith. The patron saint of horrible dying franchises. He was supposed to be in Rise of Skywalker. He was just in Venom. He was in Terminator Gynecological Exam.
He was in Venom. Who was he in Venom?
Oh, no, it was Morbius. Sorry, he was in Morbius.
Oh.
That poor guy.
Doctor Who, the long-haired dude.
Yeah,
right?
He keeps trying. He keeps trying to be in these franchises. He just gets in at the wrong time.
So,
I don't know. It's all like, the trailer looks cool. It looks like Game of Thrones, but
let's talk about something that's not damaged, and that's Cobra Kai, man. Are you a Cobra Kai watcher?
No.
Really? Oh my goodness! I'm so surprised, dude. I'm so surprised.
Again, it kind of comes down to the insanity of being a weekly podcaster. If it's not something we're going to cover on the show, I work 60 to 70 hours a week. I'm a married father of 2.
Yeah.
And the amount of time I have to watch something is
I got you.
What we're going to cover. So this past week, I had my free time. I watched this movie we're going to talk about today. I watched Doctor Strange. I don't have a lot of time to enjoy things separately.
The good thing about Karate Kid is it's 20 minutes.
Yeah, I like the first season. I keep meaning to go back and watch the rest, but I have not.
So you did see the first season?
Yes, I did watch the first season.
Okay, yeah. Second season came out. The second season came out. It was cool. They said this one says four. Is this? I thought it was the third.
This
I thought
is this five.
Was five?
Is this season five?
I don't even, dude. I swear that this was on. This was season three, but I know they've been releasing them like every like January. You know.
Yeah. Well, you never know with Netflix because they'll take like a 22 season.
That's true.
Episode season, cut it in half and call it three and four.
That's true. And I know they had released one, the second season, super fast. I was so surprised. You know, it was like, boom, boom. So this time they're actually releasing it again fast because it was supposed to be released. And, you know, it came out last January. Everybody watched it. People had a great time. You know, internet went crazy. And then now they're releasing the next season in September.
Yeah.
And they just keep going to the well. They're bringing back old characters. They brought back Elizabeth Shue with her fine ass in the last season and stuff like that. And I cannot, because of The Boys, I can't even look at her the same no more. You know, every time I look at her, I just think about breastfeeding and shit. It's just like, oh god, that show ruined her for me, man. But this season they had the Karate Kid 2 bad guy. He made a cameo on last season and stuff, and so he's all in this trailer. And you know, Kreese got duped by the guy, but you know, it's just so Kreese and Ponytail, they're not even friends no more. He stole his whole franchise, man. So,
oh wow,
it's good, man. I love that damn show. And
season was fantastic.
Yeah,
this, and I don't know if you ever watched Voltron on Netflix.
Dude, I gave Voltron show of the year.
Yeah,
TV show of the year.
Those two are like master classes for taking an old franchise and just kind of reimagining them. They're so good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I hope you get a chance to watch the Cobra Kai. It's really, you know, one thing that they do really, really well is that just when them damn teenagers is getting on your nerves because, you know, you're like 40, 50 years old and you're like, ugh, it started kind of CW-ish, they cut it and they go to the adults. Good. And so it never gets to the point that you're like, dude, I'm so sick of watching these teens about to fall in love and stuff like that. You know, it's a perfect mix. It's just like watching The Karate Kid now. You can watch Daniel fool around with Elizabeth Shue, you know, with the dolty eyes. And as soon as it gets to the point that you're like, okay, you know, Daniel's getting his ass whooped. You know, and you're like, good. You know, now I'm invested again. You know, there's action going on. So it's great. So I can't wait. So I'm September. Shit. You know, it's going to have me thinking about it.
Gives me time to catch up. There you go. I got time to catch up.
There you go. So I think that's it, man. I think that's the news, man. Just checking on that. So what we're going to do, y'all, it's time to take a break. We're going to come right back with our Star Wars discussion, talking about the release of the fresh Obi-Wan trailer. We'll be right back. All right, man, we're back. Y'all hear that dang music? Well, not you YouTubers, because I can't do it.
but you don't need any copyright strikes over here.
Right. Because I've been doing good so
damn
far.
Damn, fans on patrol stealing my music.
I know, because I just put such a dent in your purse.
That's right.
So, Obi-Wan came out this week. May the 4th happened. This was a pretty uneventful May 4th for me, Joey. I normally try to do something Star Wars. Only thing Star Wars I think I did was watch the Obi-Wan trilogy. I know you don't got no damn time, so I know you didn't. You read a Star Wars comic book at lunch or something?
I mean, I like live Star Wars 24/7.
Right.
I mean, what more can I do for Star Wars at this point in my life? Like,
yeah,
what more
good
can
point.
I name my kids after Star Wars characters. Like, what more can I give George Lucas at this point?
Nothing. So
exactly. I could have bought a house with all the damn action figures I bought. So, you know, I'm sure he bought many houses with all the action figures we bought.
Yeah, you know, speaking of that, man, you know, I started collecting those sideshows you know, and
you're out of control.
I can't even say I stopped, but because I still have
the receipt from your wife. That's all I'm saying.
Right. So, I still have a few more like this that I ordered that won't be here. It's the strangest shit with this stuff because you buy something and it's like, see you in 2 years. You know, yeah. And it's like, what else in the world do you do something like that? But I think I have a few more coming, but then that's it because I'm not buying any cases. And, you know, my stuff are actually physically in my house, like artwork, you know, in that corner on that table. Mm-hmm. And I mark my words. I will not start buying cases and shit like that. And I will be
done. You're totally going to buy cases. You're buying cases. That's all there is.
I see you got a case behind you there.
I need another one. I've got my Amazon orders probably through the end of 2023 just filled with pre-ordered action figures between Marvel, G.I. Joe, and Star Wars. I've already outgrown the one case I have behind me. That's what happens. Get another one.
Once you start buying cases and shit for them, you know, you're like, I got to fill up this case now.
It's a long drive for me to the closest IKEA. So, you know, that's what keeps me from buying another one because I'm lazy, but, you know, it's going to happen eventually.
Right. So nothing for Star Wars Day but this trailer. Now, this is not the first Obi-Wan trailer. Know they dropped one a while ago.
Yeah, we talked about the teaser on our show a few weeks ago, and here we are with our second look.
Yeah, and the second look, I mean, it's Star Wars, I'm interested. So the first one was like, oh, it's cool. It was really, really cool. But this one, this actually, in my opinion, gives you an idea of the direction that the show was going and gave you more cool. I mean, what are your thoughts, man?
I think it looks awesome. For me, like, Star Wars is different than Marvel for me. So, obviously, I love both. They're both I love them like children. I'm not going to, like, pick one or the other. Star Wars probably a little more important to me, like, when I was younger.
Yeah. But
it's close, man. It's close, you know. with Star Wars, I don't have that oomph to be like, oh, you know, this is going to ruin the storyline or the continuity. Mm-hmm. Where with Marvel, I'm like, all right, now, did Scarlet Witch pick up the fork in the kitchen with her right hand or her left hand?
Right.
Does that match what happens in the trailer for Multiverse of Madness?
Maybe because it's based on comics, and that's what comics always kept that.
And I think also I'm used to, like, we're old. So I apologize to everyone watching or listening that wants to think we're cool and hip and wow and now. We're super old. And I'm used to... So when I grew up, it was, here's your Star Wars movies.
Yeah.
And now Return of the Jedi came out and the cycle of merchandising is winding down.
Yes.
And now we're done.
Sure did.
and then... So you got weird comics from Marvel and
novels.
and you know what? You read them and you were just like, okay, you know, like, these are cool, but did they count? Did they not count? Maybe sometimes they didn't match up story-wise or, you know, there were Marvel did comics in between A New Hope and Empire, and then Empire would come out and, like, contradict, like, half of what they had just
It was so read. Bizarre with those comics. Yeah. You are so right. You was like, how did all this shit happen in a period of 6 months? And who are these people? And it would make, it was totally useless to read them. You're right.
And I enjoyed them. I mean, those old Marvel books are fun if you can ever afford the omnibuses, but it's different. I just feel like it's a different vibe than the stuff with Marvel. So, like, Marvel's made the MCU where you're like, wow, what is that thing in the background of episode 5 of Moon Knight?
Continuity
tie
change.
Into this movie coming out 6 years from now.
I agree.
Whereas with this is like, okay, well, Obi-Wan's going to eventually run into Darth Vader in this. They've said it from the beginning. They're going to fight.
Yeah.
Does that ruin the movie or anything? Like, who cares? Like, is it going to be cool is the main thing to me.
I saw a YouTube video about that, about... When I first left, I was but the learner. Now I am the master, and it was like this big old thing that people are like having a stroke about because, you know, when what master of what, you know, and I guess that's how you can look at it. What was you a master of? Because you were not a master of the Sith at this point, so maybe that's what you can always kind of.
And I just think that's the disconnect between people like us who grew up with the movies were canon, 100% canon, the movies, and then everything else was
fun.
It counts until it doesn't count.
Exactly.
Whereas with Marvel and the people younger than us that have now grown up just assuming that a 20-something movie, 6 television show interconnected universe is something normal that happens. And
for real.
That's everything is going to make sense and line up and there's no problems and everything's high quality. These people never watched the Incredible Hulk and Daredevil TV movie or anything like that. You know, they just assume this stuff happened. Like my kids just are like, I love these crossovers. You know, like you told me when I was 5, something like Infinity War would exist. I would have thought either you were joking or I would have just, my head would explode.
Never. Dude, but, my head exploded when I saw the alien head.
It's just not a big deal.
Dude, my head exploded when I saw the alien
head. Predator 2.
You're like, disconnected, disconnected. That's all he showed was
That's
a skull.
Right. That's right.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Man.
But all that stuff where, like, is it going to count? Is it going to count? Does it contradict this or that? Like, I don't care. The main thing to me is it going to be cool? And it looks cool.
Yeah, dude. So they're adding like elements of the comic books right now with the Star Wars Rebels and the video game, the one with Cal with the Inquisitor and, you know, those Jedi hunters. That is the shit I wanted to see when they did Phantom Menace. I wanted to see this type of stuff. And I'm so happy that they're actually doing this. You know, the Jedi Purge, I was disappointed in Revenge of the Sith with the Jedi Purge, with everybody, you know, the 30 seconds of, you know, the Jedi being annihilated. I hated it, man. I mean, it looked cool, but I figured it would have been better than that. You know, the Jedi's just went down like suckers. You know, they did bam, bam, bam. It's like, damn, you that surprised? You supposed to have the Force. And so it was over. Only 2 Jedi was left. You know, you're like, God damn, I hated it. But now knowing that there's pockets of Jedi here, I would have rather see these cats being hunted down like it appears to be in this show. You know, more so than anything. And they look cool. Joey, they got the black stuff on. they got different lightsabers.
My favorite shot in the whole trailer is the 3 Inquisitors are like walking towards the screen. The one in the middle just looks so over it. He looks like me walking into work on a Tuesday morning. Like, it's just like, how can there still be Jedi around? Like,
so bored.
All these guys, like, so, I was supposed to have Saturday off this week.
Right. Like, you know, so his character originates from the Star Wars Rebels TV show. And he was played by Jason Isaac. And I wish they would, this is obviously not him, but he did such a good job. The cartoon, I could see Jason Isaac, you know, the way he was talking. He was just so good, man. But unfortunately, he's not in it. The sister, man, with the lightsaber holding it out, looked like she's about to cut off Owen's head or something like that. That's such a sweet shot, man. It's just...
Yeah, she looks very badass, so I look forward to seeing what she's got going on.
Oh, and then when she's hollering, talking about, you know, Vader's going to get your ass. You know, I'm just like, this looks awesome now. Look, more of this, they were saying this was going to be a limited series, but I don't think so anymore. I think there's already talks of a second season.
It comes down to a conceit of how much you're willing, again, going back to differing mindsets, how much are we willing to be like, okay, well, maybe Obi-Wan would leave and have adventures over and over again and then come back. Are we willing to accept that?
It's 20 years he's going to be there, man. He ain't going to be sitting in
the
damn cave.
As long as the show is cool, I'm fine with that conceit. It's fine. Yeah. But if the show sucks, like,
Yeah, speaking of show sucks, you still watching Halo?
No.
Oh yeah, I've been
watching the first 4 episodes for our Patreon review, and I that was like forced. I had to force myself to get that far. So
they had one show. I think the 5th show was actually like the game. Like it was action packed. I was like, it took 5 shows to get to this, and then I just watched it last night. It is. I don't know who wrote this and think that it's actually Halo, and you know the
it's the golden age of television. It's the golden age of nerd culture. But that also means there's tons of stuff sucking up our attention.
Yeah.
And not just us as podcasters who have no life and have to watch stuff nonstop because we have to provide content for free for people, but because I don't have time. Like, I don't have time to wait till episode 5 for Halo to get good. Oh. There's a million other things I could be watching or doing. I watched the first, if it wasn't for our podcast, I wouldn't have watched past the first episode. It was that bad.
Yeah, it's everybody who listens to this show knows why I'm watching this. You know, first of all, I love Master Chief, but not this Master Chief.
Yeah.
Second of all, I just got to know. I'm so a story driven dude that I just got to know, and that's just it's terrible. But back to Star Wars.
Yeah, the best review I can give the listeners here, so they don't have to watch it, is it's if the Mandalorian sucked, and Baby Yoda was a girl with a mullet.
That's pretty accurate, you know. Damn accurate, you know. And I remember having this conversation with Tiff, and I was like, you know, I was so angry that they had him take his helmet off. You know, I was like, what the hell? And his helmet is off more. But anyway, back to Star Wars.
Did you
ever get a chance to play that last Star Wars video game?
No, I literally do not have time to play video games. Okay. So I'm a terrible gamer. I'm a terrible lapsed gamer.
Well, I know you have a system, and so you know
we have plenty of systems. My son plays video games nonstop between his gaming PC, and we just got an Xbox Series S for Christmas. Mm-hmm. I just don't have time. I played the first level of Fallen Order. It was awesome, and I was like, "Wow, this is great." I'm glad
that's the one I'm talking about
for me.
That's the one. Yeah,
I'm glad someone bought it for me for Christmas, but I'm never gonna have time to finish this.
It's a good game, man. And that guy. There's rumor right now of. A live action show for him, but it's weird though because, like, I was listening to somebody talking about it as far as money, and they've announced they're coming out with a second one of that game.
Yeah,
and it's really really good. And if they do that, they're saying they probably won't have anything live action with him until the games are done. But it takes like years to make a video game. Yeah. The dude is going to be an old man if that's what
you do.
We're
years out from probably 2 or 3 years out from part 2 at this point. So
yeah, it was great game, great story, great characters, gave you the Star Wars that you want. And I would love to see him. That guy, he was on, he played on Gotham. He was the Joker. And really good actor, man. I mean, phenomenal actor. And, you know, he had to do all the motion capture stuff for that game, and dude is pretty athletic too. So I was like, "This is what we want, y'all." You know, we got the Mandalorian, that was good, and we got Boba Fett. How'd you feel about Boba Fett? Did you get a chance to watch it?
I guess.
Yeah.
I watched. We watched the whole thing. We reviewed it on the show. I liked it about halfway through the season when it became Mandalorian season 2.5. Right. Yeah, and like I said, I said in our show, if you asked me when I was a kid and you asked me 6 months ago, what do you want from a Boba Fett TV show? I really wouldn't have an answer for you.
Yeah,
but I definitely wanted more than Boba Fett walks into town, stands around, talks to somebody, and then walks home. And I wanted a little more than that. But
they actually did shoot it like that too, you know. And
yeah,
the guy who plays him, what's his name?
Tamora Morrison.
Yeah, he said he talks too damn much. His character, he was like, he talks too much, and I was like, it's kind of true, especially when you had somebody fine like Fennec sitting in there at his, you know, she could have did all the talking and, you know, and do the bass assery, you know, but I don't know.
It wasn't bad enough where I'm going to swear off Boba Fett or more Star Wars TV shows. It wasn't that bad. It just, you know.
Yeah,
I guess my expectations were very high after how awesome The Mandalorian was for 2 seasons.
Yeah.
That was like A+ TV show for me, at least. I know some people don't like it, but in terms of Star Wars stuff and content, that was top tier.
Yeah.
And then when this came out, I was expecting it to be on the same level, and it was probably a C.
Yeah.
Or, you know, a 2.5, maybe 2.75 out of 5.
You got to give another 5.
5 out of 5.
You got to give another 5 just for having a young, badass Luke in the thing, man. I love that, man.
You know, it just wasn't as good. So, you know, maybe I am a little angrier towards it because my expectations were too high. So
well,
I need to go back to being like, hey, you know, we just watched 3 prequel shows three prequel movies that were terrible. This is where Star Wars is. I'm happy to get a morsel of content.
Well, the worst thing about the whole thing was the introduction of the Scooby gang that was in it on a little
set. I didn't mind them as much. I like the idea of just bringing weird, different concepts, and not everything has to always be the same aesthetic all the time. Whether it was pulled off well is another question, but dude, I like the idea
that was the most something different, unexciting chase in the history of, it was so slow on those little scooters, and yeah, they were trying to film it like it was exciting and stuff, and I was just like,
I don't know what the issue is with that. Like, Robert Rodriguez is a good director of action. His episode of Mandalorians mm-hmm. have been good.
Yeah, that's true.
He's done movies that have been good. I don't know if maybe this is just too high budget for him. I know he's like almost like a guerrilla filmmaker he brings stuff in very low budget, very under budget. Maybe this was just too much out of his wheelhouse, dealing with so much effects and like, dude, green screen and stuff.
I was so surprised when I saw him as a director of that. I was like, really? Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I think, has he been exposed?
You know? I mean, that episode of Mandalorian he did, which was when Grogu gets taken and it's just a big fight. I mean, that was mostly filmed in a park in Los Angeles, like around like one or two rocks.
Hey, you may a point.
The guy can make a dollar stretch into 10. Yeah. I just don't know if when he suddenly someone instead just hands him the $10, he's at a loss, you know?
Yeah. Could you imagine?
Sometimes you just get so used to that guerrilla style of filmmaking and you try to like move on to bigger budget stuff, it just kind of doesn't work for you.
Could you imagine the speeder bikes on Return of the Jedi driving through that town? I mean, they would have exploded.
No, right? Because so it was fast. A million years ago, and the people that worked at ILM wouldn't allow it to look like shit. So
exactly. Oh shit! So I think that's it for Star Wars, man.
I got to ask you a Star Wars question.
Oh well, shit, we got plenty of time, so go right ahead, man.
So it was 23 years ago we had the first Star Wars celebration.
Wow!
Are you ever gonna go to a Star Wars celebration?
You know something. That's a good question, because I haven't really been, like, ever since the pandemic, like, really on, like, you know, going to cons. They had a different con returned to Cleveland in April, and the press dude was sending me all kind of stuff, you know, get your press passes, and I didn't even go, you know? Mm. So Star Wars Celebration is something different. Now, I know this year, I think they're supposed to be putting it on Disney Plus, like the weekend, like the panels and stuff like that, because the world can't go, you know, and they will sell out. Will I ever go? I know they used to move it around, but they're back in Anaheim where they started.
In Anaheim the last few years.
Yeah. So. I can't say that I won't go, you know,
especially
if it's something majorly cool, you know, coming, like a new movie. And I don't even think they're doing Rogue One anymore. I think they killed that. I mean, Rogue Squadron, I think.
Yeah, no one knows. That's up in the air.
So it doesn't look good. I was mildly excited for it. I mean, you know, cool, you know, but I would rather see something that's going to, you know, I want a universe building at this point. You know, are y'all going to return to the Rey universe, or is y'all going to leave that shit alone and just never go there again? You know, so if it was something big coming out, it might be interesting, man. You know, and I guess I'd have to do it sooner than later, because I don't want to be too damn old walking around there. I can always take my kids, or if you got grandkids, take your grandkids, you know,
let's not even put that out in the universe right now.
One day, man.
I mean, I was at the first Star Wars celebration. I went to the very first one.
How do I know you all these years and I didn't know that? God
damn. We flew to Denver, Colorado to go to the very first Star Wars celebration 23 years ago. So
what was that like, man?
It was absolute insanity. It was a complete shit show.
Really?
They had oversold tickets, so the fire marshal wouldn't let most of the people in. You just stood in lines the whole time.
Waiting for somebody to come out.
5 hour wait to get into the building. It was pouring rain. It was the worst rain in Denver.
I do remember that. Yeah.
So we just stood outside in the rain. The second day, I remember that most of my friends that we went with were like, this sucks. So they just went to hang out in Denver and do stuff. And me and like one other person just went. And it was a little better the next day. They had kind of figured things out. But we got to do cool stuff. We got to go to a bunch of panels. Ray Park was there. This is like 23 years ago. So con culture wasn't as what it was today.
Yeah,
so
you got that right.
There wasn't, you know, this kind of stuff within driving distance of us at the time. So we got to see Ray Park do like this martial arts exhibition. And then a bunch of different actors and actresses and stuff from there had panels. We saw Jar Jar Binks had a panel. It was a cool time. It was a fun time. It was just very weird. I think in retrospect, if I was older, if I went now and that was the experience I had, I'd be pretty angry for the amount of money I dropped. But
Who knows how long it takes you to get tickets for that thing too. That's another thing. You know, sometimes you can't even get tickets to this stuff. And, you know,
so. The expense of going to these things now is so ridiculous that and the cost to like meet people is just out of control to the point where I can't like go to many of these things. We try to go to New York every year, but even then I'm not going there and getting autographs. I'm not.
No, because you have to pay for them, Chief. I'm old enough that all you had to do was wait in line.
Yeah, well, they nickel and dime them now, too. Don't forget that, because it used to be, here's so-and-so. I mean, and we're talking about, like, bit part. Like, here's the guy, here's Dak from Empire Strikes Back that had two You're lines right. got stepped on by an AT-AT. Okay,
right.
$25, he'll sign an 8x10 to Joey, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're cool, and you hang it on the wall. Now, in this last year, and he was at New York, that same guy, it was $45. If you wanted him to personalize it, it was extra. If you wanted him to put a quote on it, it was extra. If you want to take a picture with them, it was extra. And it just racks up so much. And then the bigger celebrities, you know,
yeah,
they won't even take a picture with you. They will only do photo ops. So it's like $150 to get an autograph, then another like $200 to get a picture.
Okay.
Well, I'd love to go to another Star Wars celebration, but again, it's on the other side of the country. It's expensive.
Yeah, Anaheim.
And it's only Star Wars. So it's only Star Wars. As much as I love Star Wars, if I can go to New York, which is a lot closer, probably the same cost, but a lot closer.
And what else you going to do in Anaheim?
A bunch of different stuff.
Well, you know,
yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it's got some things to do, but I mean, it's not like New York or LA or, you know, like San Diego or something like that. So I don't know, man. I don't know. It probably never happened, but you know, maybe if it was like in New York, if they brought it to the East Coast, because I don't think they ever brought it to the East Coast. I don't think not one.
No,
time.
The closest they came was Indianapolis. Yeah.
Oh shit, that's close to me. I mean, it's 8 hours away from.
Well,
me
if you can get back to when Attack of the Clones came out, you can go.
Oh, I don't think I would have been going to no damn cons for them movies. That's for sure. All right, man. We're going to take our final break. We're going to come back with Jason Statham in Wrath of Man. Believe that. We'll be right back. All right, man. We're back. We're back for something that's a little bit different than we do on this show, man. You know, if you listen to this show, you know I don't really care for Jason Statham that much because he was bullying Ryan Seacrest. Just go look on the internet. It's there.
More reason to love him.
He was going to beat the little fella up, Joey. It just
he's probably the other guy from American Idol that only lasted one season put him up to it. And that's what happened.
Yeah. Dude, Ryan Seacrest, he looked so bad. Anyway, check that out on the internet. He was so scared. Anyway, so Wrath of Man, Jason Statham, man. I'm so dumb, Joey. I didn't even realize this movie was Guy Ritchie, and who was turning into one of my favorite directors. I really enjoy Guy Ritchie films.
You're a big Aladdin fan? Yep.
No, I did not watch Aladdin, though. I didn't even turn it on. Might have got slapped if I did. Never mind. So
Princess Jasmine was hot. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, really?
Anyway, back to Wrath of Man. Yep.
Action crime thriller. The plot follows... See, it says the plot follows H, a cold and mysterious character working at a cash truck company responsible for moving hundreds of millions of dollars around Los Angeles each week. That would not get me to watch this movie. I just not just hearing that. So, man, let me see. Directed by Guy Ritchie. And who is in this film? Jason Statham, Holtley McCallany. Josh Hartnett. I didn't know that was Josh Hartnett. I ain't seen him in years. Look, I'm just so
Fergie let him out the house. Yeah.
Is he married to Fergie?
He used to be. I don't know if he still are.
Richie Williams is in this. Jeffrey Donovan is in this, and Scott Eastwood is in this film here. And I'm very surprised. Oh, one more person that I really need to mention is Andy Garcia and Laz Alonso, who I really like. So let's see. Before we go any further with this thing, it is time for one. Shit, turn it off. Joey, one word.
Confused.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Explain.
So this is a Guy Ritchie film, but it doesn't feel like a Guy Ritchie film.
It didn't. You're right.
And there's cool stuff in this movie. Mm-hmm. So while you're watching it, it's kind of like if you cooked dinner and you got all the best ingredients in the world. You had the highest quality meat, the highest quality noodles, the best cooking ware you could get. And then you made it and it was only okay.
Oh, okay. All right. I got you.
There's just so many pieces of this movie that and scenes and parts of it that seem like this should be a movie that I love. Mm-hmm. I don't know why it wasn't so popular. But then there's other things that are in the movie that you're kind of like, what am I watching here? Like, what's happening? Like, why is the acting so bad? Mm-hmm. Like, what is going on in this movie? It's a very weird movie.
Okay. All right. My one word will be, I want to say two words, but I'm not going to cheat.
You can say two. I'll let you. I won't tell Tiff. You can say two.
No, it's sheer enjoyment. I enjoyed this so much, and I didn't even want to watch it. This was Tiff's choice. And I was like, because I had suggested some other stuff, and she was like, well, why don't we do this? And I was like, why is she always? So I begrudgingly watched this thing. And when it first came on with all the long credits and the music, I'm like, oh, shit, this is going to be terrible. And so I started watching it, and lo and behold, I enjoyed myself immensely. So saying all that, I'm going to hit them spoilers. So we can start talking about this thing. It starts off with a heist, and it's an interesting heist. They're in armored cars. And
armored cars, yep.
Really normal everyday man type of situation, but they get in here and it gets bad quick. One thing I noticed right off the beginning, Joey, was that these cats seemed awfully professional and military, I was like, oh, this is not Joe Schmo, robbing
there's something else going on. Even in the first 5 minutes of the movie, you're able to pick up this is not your average Schmo off the street robbing an armored car. There's more going on in the background.
Yeah, even when they start murdering the guys on the street, they have these silencers and this. I'm like, why would they murder the one thing is, if you're doing a robbery, listen, fools who might be thieves or criminals, never kill nobody, because you get more time. You're killing people. It's always a camera somewhere.
Hold on, I'll write that down. Hold on.
Never kill.
Don't kill anyone. Perfect.
Right.
Well, action figures aren't cheap, man.
Right. So they stole the money, man, and then they fade off like this was very, very significant. So then we get introduced to Mr. Hill. That's his real name. And they all of a sudden, he's starting his first day at an armored car place. It has to be the most biggest... how do I want to say, Joey? It was almost like this place was like, it was just posh. Right? The place was just nice.
Yeah. I mean, I've worked in retail a lot in the past. I've interacted with people that work at armored cars, dropping off money, picking it up. I've never seen any of them that look like they just walked out of Star Trek.
I know. And they were like going really hard with trying to make everyone seem like just a regular guy. Everybody was douchebags, everybody, each other.
Here's where it kind of started to get a little weird for me was the acting. Now, I love that guy that played Bullet.
Yeah.
I love, and just about anything he's been in, I think he's a great actor. He was great in Mindhunter. I don't know if you watched that on Netflix.
Halt McCanley is his name.
Yeah. I think he's cool. I like him, but it wasn't just him. It was like every character like talked that way. They didn't seem like they were having a conversation. It seemed like they were reading the script.
I will agree
off
with
camera
you.
To you.
I would agree with
like,
you. Yeah.
Well, Montego, and then pause. I think this movie was a little weird.
Yeah.
Don't you think that, Montego?
Yeah.
Like, that's how everyone talked in the movie. Like everyone talked like that. Not just like, okay, so these guys that work at the, armored car thing are weird, so maybe that's the shtick. No, every character talks like that in the movie. Every person talks like a fucking AI wrote the script. I don't know why it's like that.
I forgot.
I can't figure it out. It's not something that's ever been in a Guy Ritchie movie before. it's not anything that I've seen in any yeah. other movie before. Everybody talked weird. It's so takes you out of the movie, like so much. I was trying to get into it because all the other cool stuff we'll get to in a minute, I could never get over it. Just like everybody's like, well, we're going to talk about this movie on the podcast today.
Yeah. It didn't bother me that bad, you know.
It was so weird, man.
But I will say this. After he talks to Terry, Eddie Marson, who was like the supervisor, who I really love. Yep. I love him. He's always in Guy Ritchie films too. But after he walks and he's walking with Bullitt, you know, I instantly did not like Bullitt because I'm like, man, he's going to just give him a name on first day. You're gonna, I'm going to call you H. And then obviously he named everybody all these nicknames. And so
they were supposed to be. I'm going to call you H. Weird pause. Like, okay.
Right. So at least that walkthrough they did sucked, you know, when they were trying to introduce the characters. And then it was like he was in the armored car and, you know, he was getting to know these guys. And so all of a sudden it's a mystery. Now, instantly, I'm like, okay, he must be like a federal agent and they think this is like an inside job and that's why, you know. So I was like, this movie is transparent. So I'm not enjoying it right now, you know, when all this beginning. And then somebody tries to rob him, Joey.
Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah. Does this happen a lot? Like, I don't know.
Right.
Like,
right. That's what I was
saying. Like I said,
thinking.
I've been in retail. I've seen armored cars all the time coming up to the mall or going different places. Do these armored cars get robbed this much?
Well, I know an armored car just got robbed in Houston yesterday. I saw it.
Wow.
I was like,
But I mean, that's in Houston. Neither of us live in Houston.
Right.
So, that's like news. Like, right. In the world of Wrath, in the Wrath of Man cinematic universe,
this shit happens every day.
Armored cars are getting robbed every 3 days.
So, you know, this robbery tries to take effect, this first robbery. And what did you think of this this first robbery, Joey?
I thought it was pretty cool, actually. Like, this is when the movie started to take a different turn now for me.
Yeah.
From being like, what the hell am I watching? To be like, okay, now this is cool.
Just bad assery.
Right. So we knew, you just know from watching the beginning of the movie that something is up with Jason Statham.
Right.
And he's not your average schmo just going to work at this
right
armored car company.
Right.
And then this scene like proves it, because they're up all the guys, and we find out later on why they were almost a little bit like, hey, don't be killing everybody. But they, you know, they have their procedure, and he's like, fuck your procedure. He just kills everybody, including Post Malone.
Just chased him down. Bah, bah, bah. You know, I was just like, okay, I love this movie now. That's what it changed for me.
One shot, headshots from a standing position.
Casually.
Cover.
Casually.
Yeah, just didn't even give a fuck. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was really good, you know. So that's when the movie took a turn. That's when I started liking this film. I was like, okay, now this is good. But he, you know, and what I really liked about it is the way he did it. He was so cold about it. I was like, I'm not so sure he's a cop. I was like, you know, the dude was on the ground and he was like talking about eat me or something like that. And he just shot him. He didn't have to shoot him. I said, he's not a cop. So they take the guys, they go back, and he's the hero. Now everybody loves him, you know, and, you know, they try to take him out. I forgot about that scene when he tried to take him out and play pool and stuff, and that really drug and stuff. And the guy was like bothering him because he was harassing him and stuff. But anyway, so, you know, we're starting to try to find out what's going on. We know the FBI is they have that cryptic scene where they're like, oh, yeah, you know, he's in town, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, and you're like, well, what the hell is going on? So I'm like, is he a crooked cop? What is something? What's going on? So there's another armored car heist, Joey, you know, and H has been on the job 4 months. I kind of appreciated that they did that, you know, like 4 months later thing, because I hate when movies are, I mean, it's a linear film, of course, right? But I like to see that, damn, man, it shouldn't be so easy that you just come in and you get a job and all of a sudden, within 4 days, it's been robbery after robbery. So about 4 months later, there was a new robbery, Joey. And all hell was breaking loose, and the dude comes out and he pulls down the mags and all the criminals tuck tail and run. I didn't know what were your thoughts on this? Because I didn't know what the hell was going on at this point.
I didn't really understand what was happening either, but it was at least interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And it deepened the mystery of what's going on in the movie.
So. Yeah. So it's at this point, you know, the armor car guys, they're trying to throw shade everywhere direction. Is this person involved? Is this person involved? You know, like the tall Puerto Rican guy, they really was trying to make it seem like he was, you know, a part of this thing and stuff. And later we find out that he wasn't. So now we kind of getting introduced to what's actually happening here. So, you know, they have this flashback, which was felt like half the movie, you know.
Right, right.
He, you know, he had a son, you know. They were part of this robbery. They were, you know, his son, and he got shot in this robbery by this crew. And we find out this crew is, you know, ex-military guys who...
That were bored.
Could you just go get a job, right? Yeah. Could you just go get a job? Yeah, they were bored. The one black dude is like, I got to kill something. I'm like,
yeah, he just wanted to go back in the shit.
You know. Dude, go work for Blackwater, you know, one of these other companies. Why wouldn't y'all go work for private security somewhere? Why would y'all do this? One guy said he had what? A part-time job. That's it, you know.
Yeah, he worked at the mall.
The world is hard, man. Y'all so bored and y'all like guns and shooting and shit, you can go right back to what you're doing and get paid for it. So needless to say that they introduced these guys, and it took me the longest to realize that was Scott Eastwood. I was like, okay, Scotty got a job. And he ends up shooting the man's son for no reason. Even to this,
he was the one that killed the two guards in the first robbery from the beginning of the movie. So now we're seeing the robbery from the beginning of the movie from a different perspective.
Which I appreciated was cool that.
It kind of builds up to that. So now it kind of starts to make more sense of what we saw in the first 5 minutes of the movie. So Scott Eastwood's character kills the two guards. Jason Statham's son happens to be just sitting in his car on the side of the road, gets pulled out by those guys, and then he kills him as well. So,
and he thought he killed H, you know, because he got shot too. And, you know, I'm sitting here like, if you're a real gangster type of dude, Scott Eastwood would have to go. I don't know why those guys let him continue robbing with them when he was like this wild card now, because they told him don't spend no money. He bought a new apartment. He got a motorcycle.
Right. Yeah, the motorcycle. Right. And the Sarge keeps saying, well, he's a soldier. He'll fall in line. He'll fall in line. Okay, that's we're going to play paintball. Okay, cool. You know, we're robbing $1.6 million from the front.
No.
That's a much different operation. I get it. Right. You got your boys, but, you know.
No, he would have to go, man. He would have to go. He was dangerous. He was so dangerous. And so, you know, these cats had families and stuff too. So this is why H infiltrates this place, because he's looking and he has his crew. And holy shit, his crew, when they go on that find him at all costs, and they just murdering people. And
yeah, his crew is badass. I liked that part of the movie. Like, they're going to different things, and they pulled some guy out of bed. They went to some shady like porno studio and killed everybody. Like,
see, that's why it was so enjoyable to me, because the movie got really complex to me, because it could have just been, I'm going to come and save the day at this armored car place. But when they did that flashback to the other, you know, to show us all the buildup, I appreciated that. I know they've done that in movies before, you know, but I just think it was really well done. It was very heavy handed. But when they went there, they didn't shift back. And that's what I really like, because sometimes they like to go back and they go forward and go back.
Yeah, I don't know if we went by it already or not, but the scene where he bangs the girl from work, and then she wakes up and he's like, go get dressed, come in the living room.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's just sitting there, and he's like, basically like hands her a picture of her parents.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm going to ask you some questions. And if you don't answer what I like, or I find out you're lying to me, and now I know where your parents live. It was a cool like turn all of a sudden, where you thought, all right, maybe he's a secret agent.
Oh, you knew, you're right. This is a good thing to bring up, Joey, because you knew at this point. You knew.
Yeah. Something was not right at that point. And that's a little earlier in the film, but, you know, it was just the beginning of the starting point where, okay, he's not a nice person either. And he's pretty bad. I thought that was a very badass scene. I enjoyed that a lot.
And then the scene with the FBI agents ends up making sense, because they're talking about, you know, how long of a leash are you going to give him? And like what he told the FBI agent, I'm about to clean up all your stuff. Little did he know, he didn't think he was going to kill all of everybody. He was cleaning house, and they were cleaning house. So I guess the only thing he felt like it was an inside job with these guys. So he decided to join into the ranks and do this thing. So they're going to do the big one. They're going to rob the depot. Crazy. Now, this shit was just stupid, in my opinion. I'm like,
Yeah.
You're going to go in a place where everybody got armor and guns and rob them.
It's a weird vibe and a weird plan, because you kind of also get that feeling from these guys that, like, they don't really give a shit so much about having them. I mean, I'm sure they like the money, but it was more about the
challenge,
the act of doing it. Yeah. Like, oh, well, we may not all come back alive, or we may have to kill people. And they just wanted that. They didn't even seem to care what it was about or why they were doing it, which was a cool vibe. Instead of them just being mustache twirling people that wanted to steal money.
Yeah. So surprise, not surprise, when Bullet was in the Inside Man. Because I thought it was going to be Terry. I thought it was, because he was like, always like, this guy just doesn't need to be on the street. You know, the Eddie Morrison character. I just knew it was going to be Terry. And then when it turns out to be Bullet, I was like, okay, they kind of put that in your face the whole time. But I thought they were going to do something a little bit more clever than that. And then all of a sudden, Bullet turned into the biggest piece of shit. And I mean, his homies that he worked with, Joey, his homies for years.
Yeah.
Just shooting them, killing them. Yeah. I'm just like, damn, he must be stopped at this point.
Well, I just don't understand what the end of the, so this is another part of the confusion part. Okay. So like, there are good, really good parts of this movie, but then their plan,
it's not
the best of plans.
The plan was terrible. It was terrible.
Like it's just confusing as to what the plan was. Because they get into the armored car place, and they get out of the truck, and they're like, "Be quiet, be quiet, be quiet." But how long was that going to last? It was not an in and out easy operation. There was no way they were getting in and out of there without killing people or getting firefights.
And that's why if you're stupid criminals, if you're going to rob a bank, rob the one that doesn't have a guard.
Yeah.
Don't go rob the one with everybody got guns. Yep. You know, you're crazy. And they took it to them. And I like that the fact that they had some of those guys had long guns and they was taking it to them too. So, and their guys was going down. So I was like, good. Because look, if you dance through this thing like Captain America, don't get a scratch on you, I'm going to be mad as hell. So, you know, everybody dies, man. Scott Eastwood, his character, Jan, he turns on his whole crew, man. He shoots Jackson. Should have got rid of his ass, you know. And he's going to take all the money, because a little bit wasn't enough. I had to have it all.
Right.
You know, everybody got to die. I think even when he killed Bullock, when they went in the little nobody knows about this chamber thing, and, you know, he gets to the end. I'm like, Bullock, you stupid as hell. I mean, it's just like the Joker.
Well, it was funny because Bullock takes out his gun. Because he knows what's going on, but he just gets the jump on him and blows his head off.
Yeah, so, they needed.
It was pretty violent.
I guess we needed the help carrying the money and stuff. You know, it was. Yep. It turned into the Dark Knight. You know, in the beginning with the clowns shooting each other and stuff, and so, you know, he doesn't get away with it. You know, your boy, he gets his revenge at the end. Joey, what did you think? Was it satisfying enough for
It was satisfying enough. I enjoyed it. I liked how he gave him the autopsy report from his son and made him read it, and then he shot him in each of the pieces that where his son had gotten injured. It was pretty badass.
In his robe, and no other. I mean, the dude was celebrating already.
Yeah.
Went to a house that probably had
and left all the money there. That's the thing. I was like, okay, well, he's gonna take the money and then he's gonna disappear. No, he left all the money there and he just left.
Did he? Because I'm thinking he probably just sent his crew to go pick up the cash after he got to where he was at.
Who knows? He didn't seem to care too much about money. He gave those strippers like $2.1 million.
Didn't he?
At the other place, yeah.
Give them some cash, send them on. I like that scene too with that black dude. He was like, well, after they beat his ass and everything, and he was like,
give him $200,000, right? Send him on his way.
I was like, that's cool. No, you have to worry about him turning on him and stuff. And anybody could start a new life with $200,000, you know, fine. Yeah. You know, so, dude, I enjoyed the movie, man. I really did. I had a great time watching it. And maybe because my expectations was in the toilet when I started. Yeah,
I had no expectations for the movie. I didn't go see it.
Yeah.
When it came out in theaters, we didn't do it on the show.
Right.
My expectations were just it would hopefully be enjoyable. But it was just a little weird. It's a little weird. It doesn't have the flair I associate with a Guy Ritchie movie.
Not at all. You're right.
So I don't know if that was a stylistic choice on his part. I'm going to make more of a straightforward movie. Not that this is straightforward. It's jumping around in time and stuff, but more of a straightforward movie and not like something stylized. Like Snatch.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah. I liked the way it built tension throughout the thing. That it, you know, Well, I would say maybe about halfway through, you just kind of feel like tight. Like, yeah. You're just like, oh, my God. Like, right. Is he going to get these guys? Is he going to get out? Mm-hmm. But you also don't really know who to cheer for because Jason Statham is not a good person. Like, he's not Captain America coming through.
You got that right.
He's a bad person who is also going against bad people. So, honestly, it was just a little uneven for me. And like I said, the acting was a little rough. And I don't know if that was a stylistic choice as well. But, man, you'll notice it. Go back and watch like the first like 15 minutes of it. Or if you haven't seen it, you're going to turn it on after we reviewed it and we spoiled the whole movie for you. You'll notice just the way people talk in the movie almost sounds like they programmed a AI to ADR everyone's dialogue afterwards. It's really weird.
And maybe that's because I'm not trying to make excuses. Maybe because he's so used to directing Brits, you know, and everybody's language is so colorful, at least to us.
Yeah.
You know, that
I just don't, it was so noticeable right from the start that it just took me out a lot of the movie. But the fact that the movie's good enough to pull me back in throughout the rest of it was pretty cool. You know, I enjoyed what I watched. So
definitely surprising. It surprised the hell out of me. Didn't think I was going to like it. End up really liking it. I could watch this movie again and just because I did enjoy it that much. And the tension, Joey's 100% right. That tension was, I haven't watched a movie in a long time that had that much tension to it. You know, I think the last movie I watched that had a lot of tension was Death on the Nile. If you haven't seen that, go check that damn thing out. That was really, really good. So anyway, man. That's it, man. We came to do the damn thing. We got it done. And I got some help from my friend, man. Came in to save the day so we can get a show out because we didn't get a show out to y'all last week. So I appreciate you so much for coming on, Joy.
Thank you. And thank you for having me. Any time, just let me know. I will be here.
Hey, Joey, did I let you tell where the people to get your show? Yes, I did.
Yeah, you did.
Yes, you did. Yes,
I did. I'll tell them again.
Yeah, well, by all means, let the people know.
You know, we are Soul Wizard Podcast, a weekly movie review podcast. If you listen to Fans of Patrol, you pretty much are already conditioned to like these types of shows. So come check us out.
Yep.
We also have a YouTube channel, which is all supplemental content. So there's interviews and more reviews, comic reviews, all sorts of crap on there. All of that stuff is going to flow out of soulwizardpodcast.com. So come check us out. And I think you'll maybe like what you see.
Yep.
We got our Doctor Strange review coming up. We've got Moon Knight review coming up. We've got all sorts of stuff. So come check us out.
All right. So speaking of website, our website has been down. Some stuff has happened to that thing. I still own it. So I decided to redesign
viruses,
the whole thing.
Viruses, just watching too much Pornhub.
happens sometimes.
That's right. That's right.
So, that's it, man. My name is Montego Bradley, host of the Fans of Patrol. With me is my homie, Mr. Joey DiCarlo. And until next week, man, we will be
on patrol.